The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yeah, hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast here with me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Ross Briley. What we're going to do is review what we saw over at Longchamp yesterday, of course, with the Ark and the Abbey, amongst other races as well. Plus, Ross is also going to give us his two selections ahead of Tuesday's racing. Ross, how are you?
I'm all right, buddy. How are you? How's tricks?
Yeah, very well, thank you. You know, this is like old times, isn't it? You know, me and you working alongside each other on a local radio station once upon a time.
That's it, yeah. Those were the days, weren't they? Well, although we were talking football more often than not on those occasions. Well, I was. You were pottering around at race courses left, right and centre. But yeah, no, it's you all right? It's a lovely, it's a lovely jumper you've got on there. It looks like a...
Thank you.
It's, did you get that from the bathroom section of
yeah.
the...
Shop? Yeah, I actually got it from Topman, actually.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. It
was in the sale.
It looks bloody cosy.
It certainly does. It's nice for this cold weather we're getting now.
Absolutely,
here in the
yeah.
UK. So yeah, I'm well equipped for the winter.
good, because you're a skinny lad. I worry about you sometimes, Bobby.
I do eat a lot, though.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, as my wife says, it will catch up with me one day.
You've got a proper Yorkshire metabolism.
Yeah, that's the one. yesterday, it was the return of Longchamp. We need to say the return of Longchamp in terms of, like, with the Ark being run there. And Abel, she got the job done. A few more strides, would it be in C of Classes race, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, I think on the day the best horse finished second. I think that's a fairly obvious consensus, I would say. I thought Enable was given a beautiful ride, obviously a very good training performance as well to get a horse to peak in such a contest, given the season she's had. But she's pure class, and she had the perfect draw, the perfect ride from Frankie Dettori, and but she's obviously been very lucky that the that Sea of Class was drawn where she was. James Doyle, we were just debating on the radio whether it was a good ride or a bad ride. I think that's too simple. I think it was the right ride. I think given the way that Sea of Class races and the way she was drawn, they had to make a decision pre-race and stick to it, which they have done, and it's only just missed out. People will say if she was a length ahead, if she was a few places ahead, things would have been different. But they might have been different because you might have had another horse falling back in her lap. She might have got stopped in her tracks. She might have got caught three wide. So, frustrating. I think they had to just take the medicine and hope for the best. But, yeah, again, if they had another go, I think James Doyle might try something a bit different. But at the time, you just had to... He played a straight bat with it, essentially. Switch it off at the back and hope the gaps come. But, yeah, it was a good race between two high-class fillies. And Enable was in the right place at the right time.
One of my favourite sprints of the year is the Abbey. And Mab Cross was your winner yesterday. Trainer Michael Dodds, Joe Mossey in the saddle. Now, with her, she just had a great season, full stop. I was there at Newmarket when she won the Palace House. She was second, a cracking second behind Alpha Delfini as well in this year's Nunthorpe. And then she's gone on to win the Abbey, a fantastic performance. But obviously, full credit as well to Michael Dodds.
Yeah, who you know has a bit of a reputation when it comes to these kind of improving sprinters, but yeah, I'd love to own one of those, just a decent sprinter who will, regardless of conditions or track or whatever day it is, will always run its race. They could have gone for the Flying Five and took the easy option. They decided to go for the big one at Longchamp. And yeah, she's run a blinder every season. I mean, she did some fantastic figures in handicaps last year that suggested she was going to be a group class filly. Whether you could have worked out that she was going to be a group one class filly remains to be seen. But yeah, perfect ride as well by Gerard Mosse. They went a right lick up front, and he timed it to perfection. So, but again, regardless of the track or the ground or the jockey, she's run a blinding race this season. So it's a good end to proceedings for connections, and Yeah, a northern winner down in France. Always nice.
And with the rest of the action as well, Rosset, Longchamp, anything else you want to give a mention to?
I suppose it, obviously the fillies race, the Marcel Boussac was interesting. Matematica, I thought, ran a nice race back in second place. Very inexperienced runner and shaped with plenty of promise back in second place. Wasn't overly convinced about the colts in the Group One won by Royal Marine. That looked a bit of a fiddly little race. But the only other thing was a couple of friends went to Longchamp and were highly critical of the new track. So interesting to see whether they iron out any early problems. The quote I got was there's about three toilets and 50 people queuing for everything. So yeah, be interesting to see. But that's they've completely rejigged the whole place, so there's going to be teething problems. But yeah, I used to go every year and I haven't been for ages. But be interesting to see how they figure it now. They've got a brand new track to play with.
And looking ahead to Tuesday's racing action, Ross, what are your two selections for the listeners, please?
Yeah, a couple of tricky races tomorrow, but I thought Paul Midgley was going to have a really good day. He's got a couple of sprinters, unsurprisingly, running, Leicester and Catterick in particular, that are interesting. There's a class two at Leicester at 3:20, just the seven runners line up for that, but Tanasok for Paul Midgley's got to have leading claims in that. Fifth in the Air Gold Cup behind Baron Bolt, that was over 6 furlongs, but best form comes over 5. That was a bit of a punt really to run him, run this horse over 6, but given how much money's on offer and the prestige of the Air Gold Cup, it was worth chancing. Poor at Beverley and York before that on very fast ground, but definite claims on its early season form. And a small field and 5 furlongs definitely going to improve this horse, I think. Best runs this season have come when it's been able to settle in 4, 5, 6 runner fields. Mm-hmm. And I think Tennisock's definitely got a little bit of a chance. Encore d'Or likely to be quite popular in that race as well. And the other Midgley runner is over at Catterick, 3:40. That's a 6 furlong handicap, 0-75, and a horse called Hee Haw. Who we last saw finishing third over at Pontefract last time out. That was behind Gin in the Inn and Explain. It was a 0-85, very strongly run, very competitive handicap that's already thrown up 2 winners. And Hee Haw travelled very well indeed behind the runners. Got locked in a pocket at a crucial point, switched out, and was just run down by Gin in the Inn and Explain. But like I said, that form looks strong, and this is a drop in grade for Hee Haw. So, shame about the 7 runners at Leicester, because that looks a classic each-way double there. But I think Paul Midgley has got a good chance of a winner tomorrow. So I will go with Tanasok in the 3:20 and Hee Haw in the 3:40.
Thank you very much there, Ross. Ross thinking Paul Midgley could have a good day at the office tomorrow afternoon. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio. It's live from 1:10 p.m. on Tuesday the 9th of October. Join Mark Walton, Dale Gibson and Andy Holden as they guide you through the afternoons and evenings racing. But for me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Ross Briley, we'll catch up with you all very, very soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.